A smartphone app for checking balances on food stamps.
So it is, I feel, it's a necessity for our people to be kept up with the times and keep our food stamps flowing, actually.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. One of our ongoing topics on Marketplace Tech is evenly distributed, how tech both helps and also forgets certain communities. So when you think about smartphones and apps, you often don't think about food stamps. We went grocery shopping with Lisa Ortega in the South Bronx. She's a community activist and a single parent who receives SNAP benefits. Those are also known as food stamps.
Do you want bananas, Carlos?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure there's no brown ones. Okay. My oldest child is 30, 28, 22, 9, and they always eat at mom's house for some reason.
Now, to check the balance on her food stamps, somebody like Lisa has to call a customer service line and punch in a 16-digit ID number.
I would be online, and I'd have to make a call. And you have to wait to hear the prompts, and then you have to hit in the numbers. And if you don't use it because you don't want to fumble around, then you come up short, and you have to put food back. And it's just, it's humiliating, actually.
Now, the federal government operates the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that's SNAP, and SNAP delivers food stamps through electronic benefit transfer, or EBT. And despite that techie-sounding name, there is not a lot of tech involved in these programs. In fact, 8 states won't even let you apply for benefits online, and only a few states offer apps that let you check your EBT balance. So that's where this startup comes in. Jimmy Chen is CEO of a company called Propel, which created the Fresh EBT app. It's free, and it lets people in any state check their food stamp balances on a smartphone.
We asked ourselves, you know, what would it look like if we built kind of a modern service that sits on top of the existing infrastructure of the food stamp program to help people really feel like the benefits that they receive in the program feels really modern.
Chen grew up in Kansas City in a family that sometimes had trouble putting food on the table. He left a job at Facebook to try to build software to help tackle social problems.
One thing that's been fairly well documented in research is that for low-income Americans, they disproportionately rely on their smartphones as the primary means of accessing the internet. And that's really important for us. It's really important to why we built Fresh EBT as a mobile app, is because we really believe this is the best channel to reach our consumers.
Chen says smartphones and the internet are essential tools for people on public benefits.
You know, one of the things we've come to realize is just in 2017, it is really hard to live in the world without access to the internet, without the connections that a smartphone can provide. It's hard to try to find a job. Like, imagine applying for a job without being able to put down a phone number or here's my email address.
Back in the South Bronx, Lisa Ortega agrees.
So I know people might feel, oh, they have a smartphone and it's a luxury. It's almost a necessity because we get left behind getting notifications of things and being able to plug into information. So it is, I feel, it's a necessity for our people.
And of course, creating this kind of technology can also be big business. Chen told me that the food stamp industry makes up 11% of the overall grocery market, which is huge. Propel offers coupons to users of its app and then shares that revenue with grocery retailers. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.